Recording 10.
And now we're going to talk to Kirsty, who recently appeared on the TV programme New Rooms.
Yes, hi.
You're going to talk about your bedroom, I believe. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. Well, my mum wrote into the show and she asked them to do a makeover on my bedroom for my birthday. You know, they go to a different place every week and change someone's room.
Sounds great.
Well, there were three people who came, two men and a woman. And each of them had a different job to do. They spent all week in my bedroom.
Did they ask you what you wanted?
Yeah, they showed me some paint and we tried each colour on the wall. In the end, I had to choose between blue and orange.
So, what did you choose?
Well, either colour was okay with me, so they did two walls blue and two walls orange. But now they've finished, neither of the colours looks very nice.
And what about the furniture?
I like my bed, so I've kept that. They didn't really want me to have much furniture at all, but I said I needed a desk and a chair and a TV. Well, all teenagers watch TV, and most people have a TV in their room, don't they? In fact, every room in our house has a TV.
So you've got a TV?
Yes, and an armchair. It's red and it's really ugly. And I've got a fridge. I was a bit surprised. I didn't expect that.
No bedrooms have fridges in them, do they? But I suppose you can keep drinks cold in the summer. Is there anything in the room you like?
There are two new lights and both of them are really nice. But they've put some old-fashioned pictures on the wall. I like modern art and none of them are modern. I do like the one of a sunset, though. I had some posters on the wall before, but most of them were very old. And they broke my mirror, so they bought a new one. It's cool. It's got stars round it, and each star has a light in it.
So, that's good. Your bedroom sounds different anyway, but you don't really like it.
No, but most of my friends like it. Some of them want to copy it.
So what do you think of designers?
I think they're all mad. I'm going to be a scientist.
OK, well, good luck with that and bad luck with the room, Kirsty. Now, our next guest...